Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, procrastination is basically a universal language. We all know that feeling of staring at a daunting task, wishing we were literally anywhere else but here. It's like that voice in our heads is whispering, Netflix and chill sounds way more appealing. But hey, I'm not here to judge. But what if I told you there are ancient wisdom techniques straight from the Stoics that can actually help us conquer procrastination? We're talking about strategies that were used by philosophers centuries ago who faced their own challenges and found ways to stay focused and productive. Now, that's pretty cool, right? Imagine having a superpower against procrastination. That's what we're unlocking today. Here are 5 Stoic techniques to help you say goodbye to procrastination and hello to getting things done. Number 1, focus on what's in your control. This is like the golden rule of Stoicism. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions and actions. So, instead of stressing over things outside your influence, like deadlines imposed by others, focus on what you can do right now. Take one small step towards your goal. Break down big tasks into manageable chunks. Even just starting can give you a sense of accomplishment and momentum. Number 2, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? That's procrastination in action. Mindfulness helps you stay present and aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. When you notice your mind wandering, gently guide it back to the task at hand. You're not trying to erase your thoughts. You're simply acknowledging them and choosing to refocus. Number 3, reframe your perspective. See those daunting tasks as opportunities for growth. Instead of thinking, "Ugh, I have to do this," try reframing it as, "This is a chance to learn something new or develop a valuable skill." It's all about shifting your mindset from resistance to engagement. Remember, challenges are just stepping stones on the path to success. Number 4, visualize success. Picture yourself completing the task and feeling that sense of accomplishment. Visualization is a powerful tool. It helps you focus your energy and belief in your ability to succeed. Imagine yourself crossing that finish line, feeling proud of what you've accomplished. And finally, number 5, embrace the dichotomy of control. The Stoic concept reminds us that there are things we can control and things we can't. Focus on what's within your power, your actions, your attitude, your efforts, and let go of trying to control everything else. Remember, you can't always choose your circumstances, but you can always choose your response to them. Let me share a real-life example that I think resonates with most of us. Imagine you have a big project due next week. You know it's important, but you keep putting it off because it feels overwhelming. Sound familiar? You start scrolling through social media, checking emails, anything to avoid facing the daunting task. But then, remember what we talked about. Take a deep breath, focus on what you can control your efforts today. Break down that project into smaller, manageable steps. Start with just one small task, maybe research some resources or outline your ideas. Just taking that first step can shift your mindset from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. You'll be surprised how quickly momentum builds when you start making progress. Before you know it, you'll be well on your way to completing the project and feeling a sense of accomplishment. So, there you have it, 5 Stoic techniques to help you overcome procrastination and take control of your time. Remember, it's about focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, reframing your perspective, visualizing success, and embracing the dichotomy of control. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one Stoic technique you're going to try today? Share your thoughts in the comments or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, every small step counts. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.